Wellness gurus do recommend you get out to connect with nature when possible. That can be hard if you live in a city and the path toward nature is crowded with other humans. If that's the case, consider this next story your moment of nature zen for today. Recently, the annual European Tree of the Year was named. It's an award meant to highlight the way people connect emotionally with nature. This year's winner was a pine tree in the Czech Republic known as the Guardian of the Flooded Village. Miroslav Kondrata from the Czech Environmental Partnership in Brno told me about the winner.
The winner is 350 years old pine tree, which is on the rock above the lake, which was built in the 50s. And the tree is the only lively remain of the village of Chudobin, which was flooded by this lake back in the 50s. So there is a story, and it also shows how deep are the roots of the locals to their community.
So the locals are not just proud, though, of this tree. I mean, there's a lot of folklore around this little pine as well. How does it fit into local legends?
Often, you know, people going around can hear the whistling wind in the...
The needles of the pine tree?
Yeah. In the needles on the pine. So they connected it with the devil's sound. So that's just the legend around every tree. We had in former years, for instance, the winner of the year of 2017 was the Polish so-called Joseph Oak, and in this tree, the Jewish family was hidden for a couple of months, during the Nazi period. So this big story also brought the first place in the European contest to this Polish oak.
So it seems like the idea of the Tree of the Year award is that if people connect with the natural world, they may be more likely to want to protect it. Are you seeing the results of that in the Czech Republic? Are trees and the environment more valued today than they were 10 years ago?
Yes. Also, in the official polls, we observe much closer relation to the nature, much bigger awareness of the climate change and how the trees are important for climate adaptations, not only in the nature, but also in the cities and near our homes.
Miroslav, as you know, a lot of people are confined to their homes right now with the coronavirus. What are your concerns about so many people being disconnected from nature? Or are you hopeful that maybe people are connecting with nature now in maybe a different way?
There is a lot of people, you know, driving and going for the walk to the forest. It's one of few activities they can do. We observe also growing interest in gardening, for instance. I think people will be more aware of self-sustainability. We will observe greater interest for growing their food and fruit and vegetables, which is good, I think. I think the world will change after this coronavirus, and people will be more aware of many, many things.
Well, Miroslav Kondrata from the Czech Environmental Partnership Foundation, thank you for telling us about the Guardian of the Flooded Village.
Thank you very much for inviting me.